I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. What's up, guys? Now, if you're a fan of the CW show Life Unexpected, then you already know who Brittany Robertson is. I got a chance to interview her at South by Southwest for her new film, Cherry. Cherry is about a college student named Aaron. He gets involved with an older woman, Linda, who's gone back to school to straighten her life out. Things start to get complicated when he meets Linda's daughter, Beth, who quickly develops feelings for him. Brittany plays the daughter, Beth, and I can't tell you how good she is in the part. She's a terrific young actress who's definitely doing things right. I mean, she told me she goes to her acting coach 4 times a week. How many actors do you know who can honestly say that? So tell me about your character in Cherry.
My character, Beth, she's a 15-year-old, inappropriate young woman who's very misunderstood, as the movie so pleasantly says. And so, she comes across Aaron Milton and finds this sort of affinity for him and becomes sort of attached to him. And I think that is sort of where you get to see her softer side. I mean, she sort of has this wall up because of her experiences with her mother and people coming in and out of their lives. And I think that he sort of brings her into a softer side, and you get to see the real 14-year-old that's chilling up in there. And she's a sweet, vulnerable 14-year-old who's just had a bit of a rough life.
So, looking at your IMDb, you've been in like so many great things. Where are you from? How'd you get started?
I'm from South Carolina originally, southern chick. And I got started. I did a convention in Hilton Head, South Carolina, with this agent who's in South Carolina, and she brought agents from New York and LA down to see us and sort of observe our acting and whatnot. And I did a monologue and commercial, and then the agents from LA were like, "Hey, you should come out and we'll represent you," and yada yada yada. And I was like, "Okay, cool, sweet." And so then I moved out there when I was 14 for pilot season. I actually met this kid here.
Oh yeah.
During that time.
Stayed at the Oakwood Apartments.
Yep, and that's where I met him. And yeah, so I did that, and then I moved out there permanently when I was 16.
Like, what was your first big thing when you got out there?
You know, I did a lot of, for an actor, like just getting, booking a pilot, like a TV show, is so
huge.
Hard, but it's big, it's a big deal, and I did two back-to-back that neither of them got picked up, but it was still a big deal for me nonetheless. And then I did a film called Dating Real Life for Disney, and I think that was probably my biggest thing that I did, and it was like the biggest opportunity for me. And working with the great actors that were in that movie was just such a standout. So that was probably the biggest thing in my eyes.
Have you had any roles that you really just wanted to get but were passed up on?
Let's see. Roles? Yes, but then I'd feel like when you see these movies, it'll be like, there's a few. There was a film with a very well-known actor, and I'd be playing like basically the lead actress to him, and I wanted that so bad, and I felt like my audition was really good, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna book this, but there were so many names that were up against me for the part, and it actually came down to me and the girl who got it at the very end. And so when I finally got that news, it was like the most heartbreaking experience ever. But you know, I ended up booking the television show that I'm on now shortly after, so that was a nice go-to. But you know, it happens. It's a recurring theme in this business, rejection.
Absolutely. Do you still get nervous before a big scene?
Yes. I find that I work better that way, under a little bit of pressure and nervousness. When I it's the strangest thing. Like, when my body gets going and I get those butterflies, my heart starts just, like, I can feel it coming out of my chest. I almost feel like there's some sort of medical problem with that, because I'm like, is this normal to be feeling my heart? And, but I feel like I feed off that a little bit, and I end up having a better performance because of it. So yeah. I welcome the nerves.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, when that happens to me, my hands shake, and I'm like,
yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, but I just take it under my wing and just use it.
As you said earlier, you've worked with some really incredible actors. Mm-hmm. Do you find that you sort of steal something from them and use it for yourself?
I have, yeah. I always say that anything that comes out of me that's remotely funny is from Steve Carell. He's responsible for that. His hilariousness was just infectious, and I feel like everything he did, I was like observing from afar, like the creepy stalker girl. But you know, I feel like every project that I do, I try and steal a bit of knowledge or something to carry on throughout my career.
Do you think when you work with somebody like Steve Carell, it ups your game? You know, I mean, you get better.
Well, yes and no. I find the first time that I worked with Steve, I was like so just in awe of his whole presence, because he's not one of those people who acknowledges the fact that he's like an awesome guy and like really awesome at what he does. So that's even more overwhelming when you're like, but you're so cool, why aren't you talking about how cool you are? And so I was like very, very nervous. This was when the bad nerves came into play, because I couldn't like speak. My words wouldn't even come out, because it was like a higher state of being as nervous as I was. And so eventually I got over it, and I felt like I was a little bit, I felt like I was a champion almost, trying to take over. And you know, in acting, my acting coach always says, like, you know, there's a winner in all scenes, and you can either win for you have to win for your character. It's not like you can win in the scene from both characters, but you have to win for your character. So I felt like every scene that I did with him, I'm trying to like top him and, you know, do him one over. And so I think it definitely did up my game a little bit, for sure.
And you said you have an acting coach. How often do you see that person?
Well, I'm a little bit obsessed with him. I go like 4 times a week.
Wow.
A little excessive, I know. But some people, I mean, the average person will go like once a week or something, but I'm a little crazed.
Do you recommend actors going to act? Because I know a ton of actors who like never go to class, never do anything like that. You know, they basically see their auditions as, you know,
as practice. Yeah. Sure. For me, I just like to, I love working, I love acting, I love everything, all facets of it. So I just enjoy being in class, and I love to just keep working at it as often as I can. And I feel like that's my only job right now. And so as often as I can get the opportunity to work on it, then I should be doing it. And it's different for different people. For me, I want to go as often as I can. And I feel like every time I'm in the class with my coach, he teaches me something new. So, you know, it's just the more the merrier for me.
Now, you're currently in a series right now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like better, TV, film, both?
It's hard. I would say the thing that I love about film is that you know your character's arc from point A to point B. And it's like you know where you're going to go and where you have to end up. And you can pretty much gauge the middle from A and B. And you sort of get to create within that structure. With television, you're sort of given a character thrown at you. You could have a backstory. You're supposed to sort of create some sort of backstory. But then they could change that backstory along the way or completely change where you're going to go. All of a sudden, you know, you have two kids that are far away and you never knew about. And, like, you know, there's so many storylines that are, like, without, you know, not in your peripheral. So it's like you're constantly being thrown things. And what I love about film is that you know where you're going and you can dig deeper within the character because you know who you are. On television, it's a little more difficult, but you're able to develop the character more depthly over time. So there's benefits to both.
How do you approach a role?
Oh, it's a long process for me. When I
is it the same for every role?
For me, yeah. I pretty much, unless there's some sort of special reason. But usually what I do is I'll read it once over, and I'll cold read it for myself. Like, whether, like, if I'm reading a script, I'll just cold read it to myself, all the parts, not just mine. And then if I end up doing the part, then I'll, you know, obviously go into the scenes that are for the audition. But if I'm actually know that I'm working on this part, I'll go through the script, I'll cold read it, and then I break it down into scenes. And, like, each scene has mini scenes, and so then each scene that I'm in, I'll break down into, like, three parts, and then I divide it up into what I call, like, moments, and then I just go through each moment and find out my objective for that specific moment. And there can be up to, like, 1,000 moments on a page, and it's just, it's a thought, action, or idea each moment. And so then I just divide it up like that, and it just helps with my understanding, and it just, it helps me with being able to create as much as possible within that small frame. So that's usually my process.
Yeah.
You know, also there's the whole, like, where am I coming from, where am I going, like, backstory, this, that. There's lots of stuff to it, but that's, you know, the bone.
Do you have any advice to young actors?
My biggest advice was don't get discouraged. I think that's a really common problem in Los Angeles, because people expect to go to LA, book a job because they're the best in their city, and they're the best as far as they know. So they go to LA thinking that they're gonna, like, kick butt, knock them out of the water, which could be the case or it could not be. And I think a lot of people get discouraged when they don't get a part. But the thing is, like, with acting, is there's so many other things that go into it other than just your acting. You know, there's your look, there's your this, there's your that, you're too much this, you're too much that. And so a lot of it has nothing to do with you, and people get really discouraged. And so I think rejection should be something that you become very good with dealing with. And yeah, that's my biggest thing. I think just keep on trucking no matter who says no, because eventually someone will say yes.
Keep on trucking. I like that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brittany, and thank you guys for listening. If you get a chance, I'd appreciate it if you could give some ratings love on iTunes. And as always, keep coming back to DailyActor.com for more interviews, news, and columns. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.